This is Aaron.
Yes, hello, Aaron. Yes, sir.
How been?
Yeah, I try to answer the call.
I saw that. I was going to ask you if you on our website if you could change that phone number to the 936 number.
On the website, let me see. Let me just pull everything up there. Okay, sorry about the delay.
Sorry.
One moment. We did request your phone number to be published, right? Let me check.
Yeah.
So your phone number still not showing on the website?
It's showing that 346 number or whatever, 832 number or whatever it is.
Uh-huh, the call tracking number, okay. I'm going to change that on the spot.
And it's in a lot of different places there on the website, you know, everywhere the phone number is.
On the content itself?
Yeah, it's in all those places.
And let me just get on the website and edit that right away. Just give me a moment, okay? So we're going to be showing the 936-260-7100, right?
Yes, yes.
I'm just checking the content. Okay, I just republished, Aaron. If you want to refresh, I'm just checking where else. Put the number
in.
Okay.
I see it right there. Okay. That's there. That's done.
Where else do you see the old number?
I see the old our regular number now. Yeah.
Okay. Let me see it.
Yeah, there it is.
I found
it. Did it change it everywhere when you change it one place?
I'm checking actually, because I see on the about page.
Uh-huh.
There's a section there that hasn't been changed, so I'm changing it right now. I'm just making sure it's updated everywhere. Okay? But there's a section there where we choose the primary number, let's say.
And right.
It changes it in many places. But just
under our services there, it's still got that number.
Where?
Under our services. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Let me just gonna go ahead. Make sure we take that off.
The insurance claim. Yeah, it's changed there, an insurance claim.
Changed it on the about section under our services. Let me see what else.
That's all I see.
Okay, you can refresh again if you'd like. You shouldn't see it on the on the about section.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
We don't see it there anymore, right? You see your own number?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. John, did you send him some pictures instead? Did you get anything from John a couple of days ago about pictures or anything, whatever he was going to send to you?
Yeah, in regards to the certificate.
Regards to the certificate John was talking about? And photographs, too, he said.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I did receive some pictures that are going to be uploaded to the different platforms.
Okay, good.
I did receive a text message from John, by the way. I did answer back. I'm not sure if he got it. In reference to a section of a competitor's website that you guys like. Just wanted to make sure if it was the same section. It was for... Let me check. What was it? I'm sorry. I could just send a text over with pictures there for Metal Roof Nation. MetalRoofNation.com. You recall?
What about them? He sent you something from them?
Yeah, basically talking about their website, right, for Metal Roof Nation. There's a section that is interactive, right, on it. And then you guys, well, John liked it. According to the text, John liked it. Wanted to see the possibility of being able to set it up on your website. So I just, answer to confirm if it was the correct section so I can send it over to tech. I don't know if he got the text.
Did he get that section? He's looking here.
Uh-huh.
When did you send it to him?
Yesterday.
Yesterday?
Uh-huh. I answered yesterday.
And what's this about again? A section? A different section or what?
In a section, an interactive section on the website.
Uh-huh.
It basically helps your customer or help you get an idea of what the situation is. In regards to how big the roof is, what type of materials is it, and different questions that were on that. So that's what the message said, right? So I just wanted to double check with you. I'll send you the text.
Right, okay, is that what you want, John?
Yeah, that set of questions. What's that?
Yeah, that set of questions, yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
How much it cost to install that?
So that section there, the screenshot that I took?
Yeah, those are questions for them to answer. I was wondering if we could get them on. These questions and the rest of them, too. It's not just that, it was simple and exploded, people fill it out.
You got it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we can check with our web developers to see if we can implement it on your website. Now, do you want those exact questions, though, or do you want a separate list of questions?
No, I don't know how many there are in the regular file.
Well, I can text you their website so you can go in it if you'd like.
Yeah, I think we want all the questions they have. I mean, if those people fill that out, at least it's a response, kind of a call to action, and then... then we can get back with them.
Yeah, just the same questions that they have there, fine.
Okay. Yeah, we can go ahead and implement it. And it works almost the same as the contact form. It's just a little more interactive, right? So you will get notified exactly the same way, through text and email, along with their responses. So you can reach out.
Okay. Now I was going to ask you on the... when they fill the form out on the online here at the bottom where it says contact us or whatever, does that email, where does that email go to?
Yeah, so when they hit the contact us, it is sent to box11352@gmail.com, along with dashboard and the text message.
Okay, you want to come that way? You want to start any improvements, John?
Yeah.
You want this contact us for him to come to me, or Bob, you want to come to NLImprovements.net? I think it needs to go to NLImprovements.net. Can you change that, Ben?
Mm-hmm. Okay, but what would be the email? Do you have an email with that?
I'm going to have to go into our website to find that.
No, they'll give us a notice. They'll give us a notice when we get it. Yeah, okay. I'm sorry, Ben.
I'm sorry. So you want to send it to NLImprovements.net, right, which is the website.
Yeah.
Now, usually there's an email. We need to send
An email. I'm sorry. Okay, it's John at NL, no. What's your email? John at NLImprovements.net. That's his email address.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, we can certainly send the leads here to this email, along with the text message, and like we said, it fills out on the app. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we'll make sure we have something
like this. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay.
Mhm. So I'll talk to my team in regards to the adjustments we want on the website, the new interactive section. Usually we have those ready in about 3 to 5 days, so we would be reaching back out. Okay.
Okay. Focus. All right, Ben.
You're the man, man.
Appreciate it very much.
Oh, thank you guys for the patience. If you need anything, please let me know. Okay. I'll
all right. Thank you. Thank you so much. Everyone.
You have a good one. Take care.
You too, man.